Welcome, intelligent viewers, to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. On this episode, we are going to meet the happy hopping heroes, the rabbits. With their extremely cute appearance and charming character, rabbits are a favourite of children and adults alike. Rabbits are very clever and loving in nature. Karen and Nimmel live in Melbourne, Australia, and are the founders of Boeing, Bunny Online Information News Group. Their organisation promotes the adoption of rabbits as animal companions and provides tips on caring for bunnies on a website. Now let's hear from Karen, an animal lover and a vegan, as she shares with us her and Nimmel's experiences of taking care of their first ever rabbit companion.
We started off just with one rabbit, which was given to us, and she didn't have anywhere to live. We brought her home, and she stayed in our lounge room. So we started looking up on the internet about how to look after rabbits, and we found out they could be litter trained. So we tried it, and it worked, and we thought she was the most amazing animal in the world. We thought she was extremely intelligent. So within time, we started finding other rabbits that needed homes, who became unwanted or no longer needed. So we started bringing them into our house.
The Boeing website features Karen and Nimmel's advice on caring for rabbits. It is a way for them to share their wide knowledge in such important areas as grooming, feeding, housing and healthcare with other bunny lovers worldwide. The site also has an online rabbit adoption centre for those in Australia wishing to bring a friend into their home.
We started to make the website and try and encourage other people in Australia to look after rabbits as indoor pets, more so than outside pets. And it's just grown from there.
You have a website and also you have a monthly newsletter, a rabbit newsletter. Can you tell us about that?
It's called The Bunologist. So you can actually become a member online on our website address. Just a matter of just clicking the button, putting your email address in, and we send it to you free every month. Yeah, the newsletter actually we run free to anybody who wants to join. It's a newsletter based about rabbit care, animal rights, anything to do with rabbits, mostly about indoor care. So we provide worldwide news stories that happen with rabbits, individual personal stories about indoor care, and just about information on rabbits in general, about their health as well and veterinary care. So we try and help people understand a little bit more about rabbits and how to look after them a bit better. People can look up on our website and contact us at any time. We're not vets. We only just know from our experiences of what we've dealt with in the past. So we have a very close association with the Melbourne Rabbit Clinic. So we know lots of things that have happened to rabbits and how to look after them. So we have helped quite a few rabbits in the past with their medical issues or behavioural issues or anything else that anybody needs help with.
A caregiver's primary concern is providing a proper diet to their bunny friend. Karen shares with us the best types of food to keep bunnies healthy and strong.
Hay is the main thing. They need to have hay to grind down their teeth constantly because their teeth naturally grow all the time. So if they don't have something to grind their teeth down naturally, they will end up with dental problems and also digestive problems. They need to have roughage and lots of fibre through their system to keep healthy. People don't think that rabbits need to drink water. They drink a lot of water. They need a big bowl of water, not the drippy things. They need to be able to drink something in a large amount to keep the system hydrated and to get the fibre going through the system. Greens is another one, dark leafy greens. We find the safest ones are celery and herbs and things like bok choy, some of the Asian greens. They're really nice and safe and a nice healthy way for them to eat their food. The dangers are things like the brassica family, like the cauliflowers, cabbage, broccoli, those sorts of foods aren't suitable to rabbits. Also the sweet things like carrots aren't good for their system either. They're too sugary. Same with all the treats like apple, banana, all the fruits and the carrots, too sweet. So you just only give those as a treat. Pellets, a lot of people feed only pelleted diet. It's just not good for them. For a rabbit's teeth to chew, pellets just requires a chomping motion, whereas they actually need to grind their teeth. So hay is the way to go.
So, Karen, what happens to rabbits if they have the wrong diet?
if they're not getting enough fibre in their diet, they can have digestive problems. They need to continually eat all the time. We provide hay constantly, all day, every day. It's like a big broom, sweeps through the system and gets rid of anything that shouldn't be there. So the best thing to do is for a rabbit's diet is to just provide good quality hay and lots of water and greens, and you should end up with a really healthy bunny. No pelts, no mixes.
Now, while our little friends are busy chewing their treats, we'll take a short walk around the garden and see if we can bring back some fresh lettuce for their afternoon tea. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Hi, I'm Pancake. I used to live in a school. I now share a room with my friend Ellie. We're inseparable and love to groom each other and snuggle up together.
Hi, I'm Stuart. I am a much-loved house bunny. I love it here at my new home.
Welcome back to Animal World, Our Co-inhabitants. As you can see, our show is featuring one of the world's cutest animals, the rabbit. Karen and Nimmel are two animal lovers and vegans who take care of abandoned and unwanted rabbits in Melbourne, Australia. They have formed Boeing, Bunny Online Information News Group, which hosts a website with valuable tips and information for bunny caregivers.
So how many bunnies have you got here at the moment?
We've got 19, so we've got quite a few, and we've got 11 in the house. We couldn't fit everybody in, so we've built special accommodation outside, and we've got a brick studio where the other ones live, so they've got lots of room and lots of places to run.
Karen and Nimmel have been sharing their house with rabbits for over 8 years. Their first rabbit was Diggleberry. She was an unwanted baby rabbit who fortunately found a compassionate home with them.
We try not to encourage people to buy from pet stores because there's just so many unwanted rabbits anyway. We've just found them from everywhere. They've either been found on the street or surrendered. So there's huge numbers being left at shelters. There's only 3 shelters in Melbourne that adopt out rabbits. And there's just so many of those going into the shelters every day that there's not enough homes for them.
Rabbits have a special way of expressing themselves and communicating with their human companion.
Rabbits are quiet. They're very sensitive. They're sensitive to loud noises and their surroundings. You must be sort of a bit more of an intuitive, quiet person, I think, to understand rabbits. You need to know what they're, how they're feeling. They're not the sort of animal that will run to you. Some do. They're not like a dog. They're in between a dog and a cat. So they can act like a dog where they'll run to you and play with you, but they'll be like a cat where sometimes they want to have time by themselves. And the way they communicate is by noises, basically.
It is also important to recognise when a rabbit is not feeling well.
They don't show any signs of pain until they're very, very sick. If they're not feeling very well, they'll become very different. They don't act the same way. You have to know your rabbit really, really well when you know that they're not feeling well. And we have to act pretty quickly too, because rabbits can go downhill very quickly. So if they're not eating, they're not drinking, they're sitting very quietly, they look uncomfortable, they're not running the way they normally do, that's when you need to know that there's something wrong with your bunny.
Living conditions are a key factor in determining a rabbit's health.
You say that it's better for them to be in a house environment?
Yes, we believe so. It's just that rabbits are generally a bit misunderstood. Rabbits are very sensitive and intuitive and caring, affectionate type animals. They're very suited to indoor homes. They're very, very clean. They can be easily litter trained. Their housing really should be as big a space as possible. So the hutches that they sell in pet stores are very, very small, and they're just a small box, really. It's one thing where we say that if you can't fit a cat or a dog in the same box, you can't fit a rabbit. Because the rabbits, as you can see by some of ours, are very large. So they're the size of a cat or a small dog. And the size of their housing should suit their ability to run and be comfortable as much as they can.
So, Karen, what sort of trauma would a single bunny living outside feel?
It'd be quite traumatic. A rabbit in a social area would thump to let the rest of the rabbits know that there's danger involved. So the rest of the rabbits can relax while one's looking out for the others. In a single rabbit in a backyard hutch, there's just nobody to look out for that poor bunny. So that poor little single bunny lives a very stressful life, and it would be quite a strain on the poor little thing. Can't sleep, can't relax, always looking out for danger all the time.
Sweet viewers, thank you for joining us for today's edition of Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Please tune in to Supreme Master Television again tomorrow as we will learn more about the Bunny Online Information News Group, Boeing, in Melbourne, Australia. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. We wish you a pleasant day and peaceful night.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.